Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Be really happy if it was a Sunday again. It was just an incredible day yesterday. I hope you got out and enjoyed it. I don't care what you did outside. I mean, if you were digging a grave, that wouldn't be very much fun. But I mean, if you were just doing something outside, having a good time, I hope you enjoyed it. The parade yesterday was awesome. A great day for a parade, but the delay was incredible. And I just heard in talking with Newell just now, he just got information that one of the delays or one of the reasons for the long delay in the crew of Argus is that one of the St. Aug band members fractured his leg. And I remember I was at my friend's salon on Metairie Road, Gino Stylin. I was at his salon, Metairie Road in Severn, and the St. Aug band marched by, so it must have been after that point, but he fractured his leg while marching, and it took a while to get him out. I hope he's doing okay, and if anybody has an update on the young man who was marching, please let us know this afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air. I'm really glad you're with us. It is indeed a manic Monday, but the delay in Crew of Argus was really, really long. And I know that one of the floats broke an axle, and I guess that's just one of those things that happened. But then there were stories of something knocking out a power line. I don't have all the details on that, but something knocked out a power line. I mean, that's kind of unforgivable, because you should know how high something can be along the parade route, because that's a definite. The height with which something has to be to get underneath everything, that's a given at the beginning of every parade. I don't think that's something that like changes on a daily basis or anything. So, you know, the delay was long. As I said, right out in front of my friend's salon, Gino Stylin, there was a line dance that broke out, the electric slide. So I went out there and did a report and tried to get involved in it, but you know, I had a hard time multitasking, and I couldn't do the electric slide and report at the same time, so I kind of messed up a little bit. But hey, you know, look, it got a lot of shares and a lot of interest, and I'll read some of the comments from that. But it was a fun afternoon in spite of the delays. It all started earlier, so you know, there could afford to be some delays, and you know, people were not out too late. But yeah, the electric slide was happening right in front of the salon there on Metairie Road. And that is posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. You can check that out on Scoot on the Air Facebook. I think it's also posted on the Instagram, Scoot on the Air Instagram. You can check it out there as well. And I'll check out some of the comments. Also, yesterday was Super Sunday with the Indians uptown. And there was a massive, massive crowd for that because, again, the day was beautiful. And then there was Thrillville, the festival with amusement park rides and booths and food and, you know, carny food. That was over the weekend. This was the second weekend of that at the Shrine on Airline. I went to that Friday night, and it was interesting. I mean, it was fun. There was something that happened yesterday that just broke my heart. There was a teenage boy, maybe he was about 14, and they tried to buckle him in on one of the rides. And he was so big, I mean, like fat, they couldn't buckle him in. So in front of his friends, he was taken off the ride. And I just think that's so sad. I mean, don't let this happen to your kids. You know, your kids, especially if they're of a certain body type, they can't eat whatever they want. And parents allow their kids to be like this. And look, there's no guarantee as a child that you're not going to be embarrassed in life. I mean, I had embarrassing moments in my life. So we all have embarrassing moments, but I just thought this was just one of those moments that, you know, this could be avoided. I mean, I feel so badly for this person. Now, you know, everybody's body chemistry is different. And when I see one child that's thin and another child that's just really big, it's not just the difference of a taco or ice cream, a hot fudge sundae. It's not just that. It's their body chemistry. And some people can eat more than others and not gain weight or not gain as much weight. So when you know your child has a tendency to gain weight, you really have to watch it as a parent. I mean, don't let this happen to them. Don't put them in a position of being shamed like that. Because I said a prayer for that kid. I mean, that had to be really kind of humiliating for him. And that's probably not the only time that has happened. So, you know, don't let that happen to your kids. And you know, don't set a bad example by eating everything you want and then telling they can't have everything they want, because maybe you shouldn't be eating everything you want as well. But it doesn't have to be this way. And kids can be taught to eat certain ways and to say no to some things. And, you know, there are some kids who, you know, maybe they can eat whatever they want and not gain weight, but maybe there are other things with them that your child can do that they can't do. So, you know, in some ways it does balance out. All right. So anyway, in addition to the parade delays, actually, other than that, it was just a great day. And I don't know what was going on. Well, I know there was a lot going on. There was the Super Sunday downtown. There was the parades. And then there was Thrillville going on the Shrine on Airline. No matter where I went yesterday, and I was in the car a lot yesterday, there was traffic backed up almost everywhere. I mean, traffic was just, in general, just a mess yesterday. Now, let's just talk a little bit about the weather. I want to try and talk to somebody from the National Weather Service this afternoon about how two consecutive Saturdays, there's been a forecast that was not even close to being what it was supposed to be for the city of New Orleans. How can they be that wrong? Now, look, I know it's the weather. I understand that. But if it's the weather, why do they have to be, and this is all the TV meteorologists as well, why are they so definite about this is what's going to happen Saturday? You know, you and I saw this the last two Saturdays in a row. And this past Saturday, it wasn't that bad. And, you know, now, of course, there were areas where it was bad. And I think it was in Tangipahoa Parish. They had a tornado. And I feel badly for the people who were affected by that. But I'm talking for the immediate New Orleans area and really this entire greater New Orleans area. It wasn't nearly as bad as they predicted two Saturdays in a row. So maybe they should do a better job of saying, look, this is what we're forecasting, but we don't know what's going to happen. Because when they forecast it, it's like this. They give you the warnings, and they're just set on this is what you can expect. You can expect tornadoes. You can expect this. You can expect that. And I know it's tough being a meteorologist. I know it's tough predicting the weather because it's nature and different things can happen. I understand all that. I'm not naive to that. But when you've got a forecast that is definitely predicting something so dire as has been predicted the last two Saturdays, and it's wrong, I just find that to be, kind of interesting. What's going on and why have the forecasts been so off? So I don't know. Maybe we'll have a chance to talk about that a little bit later. Let's see. Oh, you got to be excited about this. If you're in the Belchase area, all four lanes of the Belchase Bridge, the brand new Belchase Bridge, it's open. Yeah, reason to celebrate. Tolls are going up later this week, 25 cents for cars, and then it goes up depending on the size of your vehicle. And so there will there'll be information. We'll have information on that coming up a little bit later. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. And what a beautiful afternoon it's going to be for the Downtown Irish Club Parade. The Downtown Irish Club Parade happening today. And I tell you what, there are a lot of places downtown in the French Quarter that are going to be popping. Molly's at the Market. You're not going to be able to fit enough people in there. And there are other places that are Irish or relate to St. Patrick's Day that will be packed. I'm sure bands are playing all over the area. In fact, I don't have the list in front of me. If you know of a band playing somewhere this afternoon, send us a text. And the Oakenheart text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Send us a text and let us know where a band's playing, and we'll mention that on the show. Because everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's Day, and today is March 17th. It is St. Patrick's Day. We'll talk a little bit about that during the show. Got great bumper music planned. Some of it from the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar. Some of it is just good Irish music. And some of it is from Irish bands. And there are a lot of bands from Ireland that you know about. And there are a few bands from Ireland that you might not know that they were Irish. But we're going to play some of their music this afternoon as well. You know, this is a big time for drinking beer, for drinking Guinness, and just going out and having a blast. It's I'm sure Tracy's and Parasols are already packed. Finn McCool's already packed. These are some of the hot spots for St. Patrick's Day. And, look, if somebody's missing from work or if somebody goes out for lunch, you might not expect them back. And if somebody's missing from work, there's a good possibility that they're at some kind of St. Patrick's Day celebration. And I know when there was Houlihan's, which was kind of an Irish theme kind of place. I mean, they served everything, but there was Houlihan's. In fact, it's where Rick's Cabaret is now on Bourbon Street, right across from the Royal Sonesta. We used to do the show live from Houlihan's, and that was packed every St. Patrick's Day. So, I know people are out. And look, if you're going to enjoy the luck of the Irish, if you're going to enjoy drinking and all of that, don't drive. There's rideshare. There are cabs that can take you where you need to go. Just don't drink and drive. It's okay to go out and have a great time, but don't get behind the wheel of a car, because I guarantee you, thank God it's never happened to me, but I guarantee you, if you get stopped drinking and driving, you're going to regret it, and it's not going to be worth it. And I don't care how many times you've done it before and gotten away with it. Everybody who gets caught said the same thing. I've done this before. I can do this. Everybody who gets caught said that. So, just be smarter than that. And, look, you don't have to get wasted. If you want to just get into the spirit of all of it, that's cool. And I'm not going to tell you how much to drink, but, just to try to stay under control just a little bit. All right, again, if you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. We have a couple of political things to talk about. One of them is about a Minnesota representative has drafted a bill to make TDS an official mental illness. TDS is an acronym that sounds for Trump Derangement Syndrome. And what I've noticed is that the people that are really suffering with TDS right now, they're the Trump supporters. They're the Trump supporters that, they can't be quiet about anything. I mean, they're just so defensive of anything and everything Trump does, even though a lot of people who are Trump supporters and a lot of people who voted for Trump are questioning him. And it's okay to question the president of the United States. It doesn't mean you hate him. But, I mean, some of these hardcore right-wing radicals, and I see them on my Facebook page, and sometimes they call the show, these are the people who are really suffering with TDS. I mean, they are deranged, and it's some kind of syndrome, and it's all about Trump. So it's Trump derangement syndrome, TDS. And they just are maniacal about, you know, whatever you say, they're just right there to counter it, even if they're wrong. So, you know, I know this bill is probably directed at liberals and Democrats, but it really should be directed at the right-wing radical megaites who are just so into Trump that winning isn't enough. They've just got to just shove it down your throat. And these are the people that I believe want to create a new America. And I don't think we should let them. I mean, we have a say-so in this. And over time, we'll be talking about that. Ian Hoke is our senior producer. He's at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you, too, as well.
Hey, look, I saw you just grab a blanket and put the blanket over your shoulders. Is it cold in the studio?
Yeah, it's a little cold. Well, first of all, let me say, do I sound okay the way I'm talking to you right now, or is there a little echo?
Yeah, you sound great. We've got some new equipment in, right?
Yeah, there's a ton of new equipment. I'm in a totally different room than I
have been. Yeah, it doesn't look the same, actually.
Yeah, so where you usually sit at the host computer there, the room that's to your left where the news anchors have been doing their broadcast when it's time for them to anchor at the top of the hour, that's where I am today. And the news anchors are in a different space over there. Everything's very different because we got this new console installed over the weekend. So I, you know, by the time you get back here tomorrow, I think I'll be back in the room in the jar where I usually am.
Okay.
And you'll be at the host computer. But right now I got a brand new console.
And is it cool?
It's very cool. It's very much like a spaceship. It's
awesome.
It's you know, bleeding edge technology. And so there's a little bit of a learning curve, but everybody put in a lot of hours over the weekend kind of getting familiar with it and working out some of the little tweaks and adjustments that you have to figure out. So, yeah, I'm excited about it, but I can kind of hear myself in my headphones a little bit. I just want to make sure it's not coming out on your end.
No, it sounds just fine. And
good.
And, you know, look, this is a big statement because this is a big investment in WWL.
Oh, big
and
time.
They're giving us like new equipment and it's really, really awesome. And it's a credit to what we do and what we're doing as a radio station. So it's really cool that we have this really, I mean, really expensive new equipment. And it makes us really edgy and state of the art.
Yeah, I think if you've ever worked in an office environment, or maybe you haven't worked in an office environment, maybe you work in a garage or you're in light manufacturing or something, and when that really exciting new piece of equipment shows up and it really changes the way that you do your job and it makes it easier and it makes it kind of more fun for a little while, that's where we're at today, and it's an exciting time.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, we're going to get to some text messages coming up. And if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm in the studio in my apartment in West End, and a beautiful afternoon, and I'm looking at Lake Pontchartrain right now, and just I've got the doors open to my balcony and the window open over here. And, you know, again, you might hear some strange neighborhood sounds, but, you know, hey, it's live radio, and it's kind of outside because I've got the doors and stuff open, so, you know, it's really nice, but it looks like it's going to be just a spectacular week. So we've got a lot to get to, but let's get started here. And, you know, listen, the delays in the parade yesterday were really long. This was in the crew of Argus, and we'll talk a little bit more about that, but man, people were tired. People were just tired of waiting, and I just mentioned that I did a video and posted it on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page about the electric slide line dance broke out. We had Frank was doing the DJ stuff at Gino's Stylin', and he played the electric slide. And people from the other side of the street and our side of the street all got together and did the electric slide, and I made an attempt at it. Anyway, it's posted at Scoot on the Air Facebook. We'll be right back on WWL.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, happy St. Patrick's Day. I'm Scoot on the air. I know there are parties taking place, and if anybody knows where any bands are playing this afternoon, early this afternoon or later this afternoon, the Oakenhorn Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Just send us a text, and I'll be happy to mention that. Let's go to Ian with some of your early text messages.
Sure. Oops. What did I just turn off? Okay. Yeah, it's going to be one of those kind of days. Here's a text that says, Guitar Joel is playing at Finn McCool's. Starts at 3 and goes until 6.
Oh, nice. Finn McCool's a great place to be on St. Patrick's Day.
Do you remember
right
we
there
were
in Mid-City?
It wasn't actually St. Patrick's Day when you and I were there a couple years ago, was it? Were we actually in there on St. Patrick's Day?
I think it was St. Patrick's Day. I think
Dang,
it was, yeah.
That's crazy. I feel like we may have met Guitar Joel that day. We may have even interviewed Guitar Joel on that day. I mean, again, it was a couple years ago, and, you know, it was like a little fuzzy, yeah, kind of a fuzzy memory for you, boy.
I know. You can't be expected to remember things.
You can't expect to remember all that. You kidding me? That's really kind of it so far in terms of people telling us bands that are playing today. Go see Guitar Joel at Finn McCool's. But we did get a lot of texts about the weather. Here's one that says, the wind was as predicted on Saturday.
It was very windy. It was windy, but the tornado threat for New Orleans, the heavy thunderstorms, again, it was two Saturdays in a row where the weather did not, I mean, even come close to living up to the forecast. And it seems like everybody's so definite in what they're forecasting. And I know it's the weather, but, you know, I was talking Friday on the show about how I'm looking forward to just enjoying a day of rain on Saturday, can kick back and just don't have to worry about doing anything. I mean, it never came. I mean, it never came. And, you know, I think the Irish parade could have happened. Again, it's a situation where they had information. They decided not to have the Irish Channel St. Patrick's Day parade. But it was windy, but it was also windy yesterday for the parades. They could have had it because it wasn't really bad at all. And last Saturday, we had the same failed forecast. So I know the weather's different, but if you look back on what they told us, it was definite in their minds about what was going to happen, and it didn't even come close to happening. And what's going to happen is that there's going to be a situation where, you know, we're going to get these serious warnings, and people are going to go, well, I mean, nothing happened before. I guess nothing's going to happen now. And that could lead to maybe an unfortunate situation.
Here's a text that says, a lot of Metairie lost power for a few hours by the mall. The wind was gnarly on Saturday. And here's a text. This one's kind of interesting. This one says, the sad thing is that those parades were canceled on Saturday and during Mardi Gras because of 40-plus mile-an-hour winds. But yesterday on Metairie Road, they had wind gusts well over 40 miles per hour in the parade. That was confirmed by WWL Weather last night. The problem is the meteorologists don't actually do their research anymore. It's all done through computer, and all they do is report what the computer tells them.
Well, I know, and you know, they do research. They actually do research, but I think there's too much reliance on the computers. And you know, humans do a much better job dealing with things that could change or intangible things than computers. Where with a computer, it's just it's all one way or another. It's all black and white. And I think of the days back with Nash Roberts and his black grease pencil, when he would like draw in the cold front and you know, draw in the winds, and the winds are coming from here, and he's drawing the arrows where the winds are coming from, and then, you know, writing in the temperature. I mean, you know, I would think it would be really cool if some meteorologist, if some station went back to that, because everybody is doing the same thing right now, and it would be cool if somebody went back to just like really kicking it old school, flying by the seat of their pants, but doing the research and figuring out what's going to happen and use the computers. I mean, the computers are vital, but you know, these past two Saturdays, you know, the forecast has been very, very, very deceiving for the New Orleans area.
Here's a text that says, the weather people have super advanced technology. It's based on fear-mongering and ratings. It's ridiculous, and that's why people don't believe anything they say.
I don't know what to say about that, but I think it's a factor. I think a lot of it is about ratings, and the more dire the situation, the more the media creates a dependency between them and the audience. And I think that there might be a degree of that, because we hear what's going to happen and we don't hear, hey, look, this is the weather, we're not really sure what's going to happen. We don't hear enough of that, in my opinion. And you know, this really is a problem across the board with meteorologists, and I know they're dealing with a tough thing because it's nature, and you know, nature is a mad scientist. But you know, these last two Saturdays, there has been a definite forecast and definite warnings of dire weather for New Orleans, and both Saturdays it just didn't happen, and that's worth commenting on.
I think in response to this text, they finished by saying it's ridiculous, and that's why people don't believe anything they say. That's pretty broad. I don't think it's correct to say people don't believe anything they say. If they didn't, then they wouldn't be canceling the parades, and people wouldn't
right,
be.
No, you know, I agree.
Like my neighbor has a sailboat that he desperately wanted to take out on the lake on Saturday. And he saw the weather forecast and said, hell no, I'm not taking my boat out there. So it's incorrect to say that people don't believe anything that the weather people say. But it also, it kind of introduces this idea for me anyway, of attention as a sort of currency. Have you ever heard the phrase, Scoot, that once money becomes speech, it becomes the only speech?
No, I haven't heard that phrase, but I understand what it means.
Yeah.
And I have long believed that.
Sure. I think this is just kind of a theory I'm working on. We're in a sort of similar situation now where attention is the only currency that matters anymore. And the only way to monetize people's attention is to capture it and try to hang on to it as much as you can. I don't think that weather forecasters are doing that. Like, I don't think our friends at the National Weather Service or Channel 4 are staying up late at night trying to think about how they're going to oversell this forecast so that they can get better ratings. I don't think that's really happening. I think the problem is actually on us as the consumers of this information. We are so used to everything being delivered in a scientifically precise, entertaining way. The news has been this way for a long time, where, you know, if it bleeds, it leads. I don't think we're quite there with the weather yet, but we as consumers of this media are so used to that, that we are the ones who are putting that sort of patina on weather forecasting and say, oh, well, they're only trying to entertain us. They're only trying to keep our eyeballs because it means higher rating. That's on us. That's not on the scientists. That's not on the weather people. I don't think that they're doing that. If that feels like that relationship has changed in that way, that's on us.
I slightly disagree. I think there is a sense, I don't think it is malicious in any way whatsoever, but I think there is this sense of if there is this dire weather, then we are important. They have to watch us, as opposed to bringing up any possibility that, hey, you know, it might not happen. You know, we were talking Friday about the forecast Saturday, and it was definite that we were going to get rain all day Saturday. Right. And there was going to be a possibility of tornadoes and damaging winds. And it never happened. And it's two Saturdays in a row when that didn't happen. And then Mardi Gras Day, you know, Jefferson Parish really could have rolled. I mean, I know that Jefferson Parish made the decision based on the information they had, but they could have followed New Orleans. I mean, that was a tremendous economic impact to not roll on Mardi Gras Day. And, you know, Argus did roll yesterday, but again, long delays and some things happened. I hope that the St. Aug marching band member, who apparently fractured his leg, I'm just hearing about this this morning with Newell Norman, that St. Aug marching band member, while marching, fractured his leg. And obviously it took a while to get EMS there and to get him out of there. But there were other delays, like a float in Argus, the axle broke. And the float was leaning. In fact, that was right next to where I was watching the parade. And then apparently there was a story of some power line that had been knocked down, that it had to be fixed. Energy had to get there. But these delays were not just typical Mardi Gras parade delays. I mean, these were long, long delays. And again, I address it in the video that I posted on my Facebook page about people doing, you know, a line dance in the street during one of the delays.
I'll leave you with this text. This one says, seriously, do you think that they do this for ratings? It could have been over Metro. It could have been a very few miles of difference. And those tornadoes could have been over Metro New Orleans. So instead of being an a-hole about it, be thankful. I listen to them. If you don't want to, you go live your life. They'll keep our lives safe.
Well, I'm not an a-hole for thinking that 2 weeks in a row the forecast was wrong. And I think the media, and I didn't bring up the TV meteorologist. I'm really focusing more on the information that comes from the National Weather Service, because they all rely heavily on that and the computer models. So I'm not picking out anybody in particular. Yes, of course, I'm glad that things turned out okay. But if a forecast can be that wrong, and sometimes the forecast is wrong because they predict nothing is going to happen and something bad happens. So I guess I'm just trying to find out what's going on now that the forecast is so dramatically different from what we're being told, with no conversation about, look, this is the forecast, but you know what? It might not be that bad. I mean, it's always definite about what we're going to experience. And that happened the last two Saturdays in a row. So I think it's worth discussing, because this is really a public service for the citizens of any community. All right. If you've got a comment, the Okunar Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Today is St. Patrick's Day. So among other things, we're featuring some bands that are Irish. And the biggest Irish band, I would say, right now and for a long time, is U2. These guys are Irish. And this is one of my favorite U2 songs. So as the party goes on. We'll continue to find out where some of the bands are performing this afternoon. For those of you who are skipping out of work or getting out of work early, we'll tell you about some places you might want to think about. Obviously, Parasols and Tracy's Uptown, it's got to be packed right now. And if anybody goes there and wants to call in live from the scene, please do that. Finn McCool's is crowded and happening right now. We know that. And there are other places around the city that are going to get packed by this afternoon because New Orleans gets into St. Patrick's Day, no matter where you're from. I'm Scoot on the air. I'm half Irish, so it's a big day for me. And we'll be back on WWE.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Be well. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, I love when we have Cher to talk about. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1975, Cher appeared on the cover of Time magazine wearing a nearly see-through outfit. So, I mean, this is nothing new. This is 1975, and that's why I remind you Zoomers, Millennials, and Xers, you know, these baby boomers act like, you know, your generation is, you know, really pushing the edge and you're really out of control. You know, this was responding to what would appeal to the baby boomer generation. 1975, Cher on the cover of Time magazine in a nearly see-through outfit. So it ain't nothing new. The Kardashians and the sexuality of all that, that's nothing new. So, you know, don't let boomers beat you up too much about your generation. And as far as boomers are concerned, I don't know why so many boomers have such a bad memory. I know a lot drank and did drugs, but you shouldn't have such a bad memory that you forgot what was going on when we were young. I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you're with us. There was a small boy in Mount Pleasant, Minnesota, Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin, who called 911. The four-year-old boy called 911 and said, "My mommy's being bad. Come and get my mommy." His mommy was eating ice cream and didn't give him any. So the four-year-old called 911 to report her. Look, you know, I mean, there are going to be calls to 911 in a case like this. And, you know, I think the most interesting aspect of this is the idea of kids telling on their parents. Because this is something that, you know, we didn't have growing up. We didn't tell on our parents. In some cases, maybe we should have told on our parents. Not me, but a lot of people. We didn't tell on our parents. But for a four-year-old kid to think he can call 911 because his mommy won't give him any ice cream, that seems like a spoiled kid to me. It seems like, I don't know. I mean, how do you respond to this? I mean, I can see this in one way as like a kid who's innocent and his mom wouldn't give him any ice cream, and he got mad, and he somehow knew to call 911 if there was a problem. You know, maybe his mom said, "Look, if there's ever a problem, call 911. Well, this four-year-old kid interpreted this as a problem. His mom was eating ice cream and wouldn't give him any. So he's calling 911 saying, "My mommy's being bad. Come and get my mommy." Kid, if they come and get your mommy, I don't know if you have a daddy in your life, but if they come and get your mommy, you want to go to foster care? I mean, I think the ramifications of this are far, you know, more involved than a four-year-old can comprehend. But that's interesting, the concept of a four-year-old thinking that, you know, he can call and report his mom and maybe get some ice cream out of it. I don't know. But then also, you know, this is a kid, I don't know, it just seems like there's something not right in the household if a kid is so quick to call 911. Now, you know you can spank your children. If you spank your children, now I'm not talking about beating your kids, and if you don't know the difference between a spanking and a beating, then you shouldn't be a parent. You know, seriously, if you don't know the difference between beating and spanking, then, you know, don't be a parent. But this idea, and once in a while it comes up on the show where people will say, well, you can't even spank your kids anymore. Well, that's not true. You can spank your kids. It's illegal to spank your children, but you can't beat them. But if you spank your kids and your kids call 911 and says, you know, my mommy, my daddy, they're beating me, that's a problem with that child. That child has a distorted view of life. And where does that come from? Well, probably the parents, because you're allowed to spank your kids, and your kids need to know they're allowed to be spanked. They're not allowed to be beaten, but they're allowed to be spanked. So, you know, I think a lot of this comes back to parents who are really not training their kids to be part of the real world. And for a four-year-old to call up 911 and say, my mommy's being bad, come and get my mommy, because she's eating ice cream and won't give the kid any. I don't know, maybe it was close to the kid's mealtime and she didn't want to spoil his appetite. You know, we always heard that growing up. So it could have been something so simple that the mom wasn't being mean, she was just being practical. But I think there's something wrong with a four-year-old kid calling 911 if mom's not giving him any ice cream. If you want to comment on that, the Oakenhart Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. Here's Ed Sheeran with Galway Girl, little Irish music here on St. Patrick's Day. And yeah, if you know of one of the big cover bands playing somewhere this afternoon, let me know. I should have a list in front of me, but I don't. So let me know where there's a band playing this afternoon, and we'll find out where the parties are, and we will let you know. And just text it to us. The Oakenhart text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air. It is a cool, beautiful Monday afternoon, and we'll be right back on WWL. On the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar on this day in 2010, Alex Chilton, the lead singer of the Box Tops, the band that played at my East Jefferson Junior Prom, their big hit was The Letter. Had a few big hits, but this was number one in 1967. This is the day that Alex died of a heart attack at the age of 59. But yeah, in my days of going to school, this was a great memory I had from East Jefferson. This band played it. I mean, our junior class, our classes at East Jefferson were so big that you could afford to hire a band like the Box Tops to play at your prom. All right, we've got a lot to talk about coming up in the next hour. Trump's border czar doesn't care if he's going against judges' wishes. He's doing it anyway. We'll talk about that coming up next on WWL.